The following is a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.
Welcome, Christina. How are you?
I'm great, Gil. How are you?
I am just fine. At the risk of overstating this, organizing one garage can be life-changing.
I'll back you on that, Gil. When you can get your car and all your stuff into a closed space in harmony, it is a beautiful thing.
It is a beautiful thing. Before you organize it very often, it's a quite ugly thing. So let's get at this. Give us some garage organizing ideas.
Well, first, let's start with a garage organizing principle. You want to keep like items together. So put all your home maintenance stuff in one area, your sports equipment in another, find a spot for your pet supplies.
Yeah, my recycling, yard and garden stuff, all that.
Exactly. So you just want to say no to hodgepodge in your garage, and then everyone in the family knows where stuff goes.
Okay. To do that, I need shelves and really a lot more than that.
Well, right. So I've got some ideas for ways to add storage, and many are inexpensive. But with garage storage, you don't need to start big. In fact, you can start small and see what else you might need. So, yeah, start with shelves. You can get simple, inexpensive bracketed shelves and screw them into the studs. And then go to IKEA or a reuse place for that. You could even also recycle old kitchen cabinets. These are a good option because they're closed storage, so everything looks tidy in the garage. And you can often find kitchen cabinets at salvage and reuse places or online through sites like Craigslist. And often there, a salvage cabinet can be 50 to 75% cheaper than new.
Right. Or if you're remodeling your kitchen, you just repurpose those cabinets instead of tossing them, just take them out to the garage and use them.
Exactly. I mean, what a great way to upcycle. Here's another idea I love. You can attach old PVC pipes to your garage or shed wall vertically to store long-handled tools like shovels and hose or even your sports equipment like hockey sticks and fishing poles. And you can repurpose a lot of other items for garage storage, too. You could take hanging shoe racks. Those are good for stowing cords, nails, and other small items. You can use tin cans in the same way, or you could even attach them to the wall. And pegboard is always a great solution for hanging tools. My dad had a pegboard tool rack, and he outlined all the tools in chalk so he knew where to hang them when he was done with them, and everything fit in an orderly way.
That's a cool idea, actually. What else?
Well, the wall space isn't your only option in organizing a garage. If your ceiling is high enough and you can still get your car in, you can hang shelving racks from the ceiling to store off-season stuff, even things like winter tires. And we have a picture of some of these garage organizing ideas at houselogic.com/radio.
Yeah, a garage, especially an attached garage, can also double as a mudroom.
Yes. So make sure to keep a spot for coat hooks, boot racks, or trays, and a bench. Can use simple cubbies for things like gloves and hats. Oh, here's another idea I really love. You can create a station in your garage for items you want to donate, sell, or return. And it's a great place for this because it's an exit, so when you leave the house, you're reminded to take stuff away that you don't need anymore.
Yeah, good idea. Systemized way to declutter. I love that. What about garage workspace? How do you set that up?
Well, if you can, carve out a space about 10 feet long and 6 feet deep so you have room to work. You can create a basic workbench with cabinets and shelving and even add some simple overhead lighting for less than $500.
Okay, so what should that workbench or table have?
A heavy top that's super durable. Pre-made workbenches run roughly $100 to $500 and come in a lot of different lengths. Some of them even include drawers and shelves with them. And there are also plans online you can find to build one in about a day and you only spend about $100 for materials.
There are also garage organizing systems that you can just buy, too.
Yeah, if you don't want to DIY, there are modular wall-mounted garage storage systems that let you configure shelves, bins, hooks, and they usually run about $10 per square foot of wall space.
Great tips, Christina. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Gil.
All right, for more garage and home tips, visit houselogic.com/radio and follow House Logic on Facebook at facebook.com/houselogic. And Christina, we'll talk to you next week.
See you, Gil. Thanks.
You've been listening to a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of houselogic.com.